Today on More to Life, growing faith. Worried about raising or keeping your kids Catholic? Let us help you discover the proven strategies for nurturing lifelong faith at every age and stage. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And we are taking your calls today about raising and keeping kids Catholic. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
You know, we are all in a place where we're trying to get everything done. We're trying to make everything happen. And we want to raise wonderful kids and have a wonderful family. But sometimes it's really hard to know what to do about the faith component of that, never mind just getting everything done in a day. Are you struggling to make family prayer happen or make it more meaningful for you and your kids? Would you like to feel more confident in your ability to raise faithful, moral, prayerful kids? Are your teens pushing back against your faith or your values or your rules? Have your adult kids rejected the faith? If you're wondering what it really takes to raise faithful kids and help them stay faithful, and maybe even raise your grandchildren to be faithful, please God, then you can give us a call today here on More to Life. We've got the answers that you're looking for. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, raising Catholic kids is hard in an increasingly faithless world. And, you know, when our and then when our kids fall away as adults, that's even more heartbreaking. And we run into this over and over again. People who will regularly call the show or contact us through our pastoral counseling practice at CatholicCounselors.com. You know, we'll say over and over, I did all the things, or I'm doing all the things, and they're not working. What we have found through research is that the classic things we thought worked to pass the faith on to the kids don't. There are other things that parents need to know and need to do to pass their faith and values on to their kids and to keep them Catholic into their adulthood, but they're not well known, and that's what we'd like to talk about today on More to Life. So if you're struggling to make family prayer happen or make it more meaningful or really raise your kids to be faithful, godly, moral people, or get them back into the church if they've fallen away as adults, we want to help you connect with your kids' spiritual life and nurture their faith in every age and stage. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And as you were saying, Greg, this is for every age and stage. And maybe, you know, you're just saying, how in the world do we even have a prayer life as a family? Because prayer's chaotic. You know, our three-year-old doesn't know how to sit still for any kind of family prayer. The kids are nudging each other. Everybody's tired. We hardly get enough time together. How are we supposed to add this all on? You know, maybe you're going to church. You're trying to make it all happen. But you don't feel that sense of closeness that would come for your family if you were sharing the faith. Or maybe you and your spouse are on different pages about that, so you just don't know how to share the faith as a family. There can be a myriad of things that get between us and having a faithful, peaceful, happy, connected, cozy family. And we want to help you have all those things today and get those barriers out of your way. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're not aware of what that is, when St. John Paul was Pope, he gave a series of reflections on how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully considering God's design of creation, especially his design of our bodies.
The theology of the body reminds Catholic parents that we aren't just called to raise kids who can function in society and hold down a job. I mean, I get it. Most of us really want to make sure our kids can do that. But don't we want so much more for them? And we do because we're called by God to raise kids who challenge society by building the kingdom of God. You know, the world needs loving, responsible, godly people. And your children need to become the spouses that will be those people one day, or the religious that will do that. And God has commissioned Catholic parents to give the world what it needs. The theology of the body tells us that families are meant to be schools of love and virtue. The places we learn that God's vision of love is different from the world's vision is the family. Family life is where we learn to celebrate that unique Christian vision of love in our own lives and share it with everyone we meet.
Now, of course, that's a tough job, especially in today's world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, Christian families are going to struggle with all kinds of challenges along the way. But here's the good news. We don't have to do it all on our own. Our children are God's children first. And our Heavenly Father will parent alongside of us if we let him. That's why every day we need to pray first as a family, together, parents and kids, asking God to teach us to be the family he wants us to be and to learn to love each other with his love. And then as parents, we need to bring our parenthood to God throughout the day, asking him as we go to teach us how to respond to every challenge, every moment, in a way that glorifies him, helps us be our best selves so we can be a good witness to our kids, and help us bring out the best in our kids and bring them to him. We can't raise saints or be saints on our own, but with God all things are possible. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Growing Faith. Are you worried about raising or keeping your kids Catholic? Let us help you discover proven strategies for nurturing lifelong faith at every age and stage. So whether you're struggling to make family prayer happen or make it more meaningful, if you'd like to feel more confident in your ability to raise faithful, moral, prayerful kids, if your teens are pushing back against your faith or values or rules, or your adult kids have rejected the faith, if you're wondering what it really takes to raise faithful kids and keep them that way, give us a call. We've got the answers you're looking for at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you today, and we bring to you our children, your children, and we ask you to help us to be parents that reflect you as Good Shepherd. Help us to know how to raise our children to love you first and most, and to have a relationship with you that lasts their entire lifetimes. Help us to know what it takes to be a good witness of your love and faith in our own actions, in our family lives, and to help us bring our children to you so that they can know you well and love you first and most. Help us to be strong, godly, loving, connected, caring Catholic families so that our children can see the difference that our faith makes in their everyday family life and want to own that as adults. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and in the name,
in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, Growing Faith, we're talking about, you know, the fact that we all, as Catholic parents, worry about raising or keeping our kids Catholic, especially in an increasingly faithless world. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. And before we take those first calls, I want to let you know that we have a resource that's really making a huge difference in the lives of hundreds of families. It's called Catholic Home. It's Catholic H-O-M, stands for Households on Mission, and it's an app. You can download it wherever you get your apps from. And not only do we offer creative resources, great information, and tons of activities for you and your kids to enjoy living the faith in your home, our whole team of pastoral counselors and family life coaches are on the app taking your questions about parenting, about raising faithful kids, about all the things you need to know to build a more loving, caring, connected Catholic home so that you can be that confident Catholic parent passing the faith successfully on to the next generation. Check it out. Catholic H-O-M. Get it wherever you get your apps from. With that, let's take your calls right now at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Linda, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio on Annunciation Radio.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Thank you. I'll start from the end. What you can do for me? How do I handle a 40-year-old son who has always been a good Catholic, not a great Catholic, but a good Catholic, who in January watched something online about near-death experiences and got into one thing after another, found that the Catholic Church is a cult, that he thinks we're all going to hell and he will never step foot in the Catholic Church again. And it's just been blindsided.
So when you say that he was a good Catholic, not a great one, what does that mean to you?
To me, it means he never followed through on anything that I would encourage him to do, like reading the Bible. He went to Mass. He went to Mass every Sunday. He lives 800 miles away, and he was in the military for 21 years. But he always liked going to Mass because he said it felt like going home. But he never joined the church. He never joined that church. And I got him a Catholic Answers Bible with all kinds of things to learn in it. He wouldn't read it. Okay. I would send him little black books, at Lent so we could read, He would say, stop sending me that. He was just so unopen to it. But now I thought, oh my gosh, he's open to it, but he's not open to Catholicism.
So Linda, let me ask you, what's your relationship with him like? How often do you see him? How often do you guys talk? What kind of connection do you have?
It's very far.
Twice a year. We talk almost every day. He calls us almost every day.
Tell me a little, is he married? Does he have, significant other in his life? He's single?
No, he's single. He's always been wanting a Catholic wife, but now he wants a Christian wife.
I understand what you mean, but of course.
But now he's looking specifically for someone outside of the Catholic faith. But the good news is he's still searching after Christ. I mean, I was very worried when you first said that he was getting onto odd websites that maybe he had gone into some kind of a cult kind of thing. But at least his heart is open to Christ, and the Holy Spirit can lead him back home to the Catholic Church. But yes, as his mom, definitely you want to be part of that leading him home.
So our ability to influence our adult kids does depend directly on the strength of the relationship that we have. It depends on the witness that we're able to proclaim, like for our kids to be able to see not just the truth of the faith, and the fact that we know the truths of the faith, but that they can see the power of God's grace working in our life and our relationships. And also that they can have their own personal connection with God. So, I'm asking you to prayerfully reflect on what we're sharing here, because I don't know exactly where things have gone awry for him, but those are the things that you want to really kind of prayerfully reflect on. I'm glad you have a couple of good things in your favor. Even though he's left the church, he's still seeking after Christ, which is a good thing. he's still in good relationship with you, which is a really important thing. You guys talk every day. That's fantastic. Very often, when somebody falls the way like you're describing, it doesn't have to do with the intellectual stuff, the doctrine. It usually has to do something with a relationship problem. When I say that, it could be a relationship with the family, but it sounds like that part's strong, or it could be a relationship with God. That there's something about this site that helped him make a stronger connection with God than he had before for some reason. We would challenge some of many of the things that the website preaches in terms of doctrine, but something about where he's at on his spiritual path is enabling him in his mind to connect with God more meaningfully than he was able to before. And you're going to want to try to explore that. Although it's really painful to hear our children kind of running down our faith and attacking the church, I want you to be praying through that. And I really want you to understand his story, to really hear what are the personal struggles that he's been through that have made him feel that God was distant. What are the difficulties that he's had in establishing a real relationship with God, even though he was attending Mass regularly? What were the roadblocks that he was experiencing to feeling God's love or encountering his mercy or living out his plan? And what is it that this site or new church that he's belonged to, how is it filling those needs in ways that he thinks that Catholicism can't? You're going to need to really understand and listen and have him really just, don't argue back with him for now. Don't try to defend the church. Don't try to explain things. For now, you really just want to draw him out and listen to why he is thinking the way he's thinking now and doing what he's doing now. The more you can do that and help him feel understood by you, then you can come back later on with things where you're saying, you know, I was praying more about what you said here, and I really felt the Lord wanting me to share this. Or you can be talking more about the ways that God is making a difference in your life and your relationships, because he needs to see the power of God's grace at work in a Catholic's life.
Yeah.
You know, and often we don't do a great job as Catholic parents of witnessing to that. I don't know if you have or you haven't. I'm not saying that you haven't. I'm asking you to prayerfully reflect on that. And I'm also asking you to really kind of understand what kind of relationship did he have with God? Often our kids are surrounded by Catholic things and even participate to some degree in those things, which makes us think that they're good Catholics. But they don't have a real relationship with God or the church.
And you testified to that, Linda. You said he never really committed to any of it, even though he sought out Catholic churches because it made him feel like he was in a familiar place. There's part of this that really sounds like he's terribly, terribly lonely.
Well, and what you said, when he said that, you know, he went to Mass because he felt like it was going home, what it says to me is that made him feel close to you, but that he didn't ever feel close to God.
Yeah.
Until now, when he found this website. Something about his years growing up Catholic did not help him connect with God in the way that he is connecting with God now. So that's where you have to kind of listen to him and learn from him and help understand his experience so that you can then begin to witness to him how God is active in your life and help him see what he's been missing all these years. This is going to be a long-term thing, but it's absolutely possible to work through if you can take that listening ear. We talk more about how to have these conversations in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters. You can check it out at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. Again, that's Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters, which you can get at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold.
And I really encourage you to be praying for him. I'm sure you do daily, but ask the Lord to use the experience of your son seeking him elsewhere to bring him back to the fullness of the truth in the Catholic Church. Make that a multi-times-a-day prayer for him, because as long as the Holy Spirit is present in his life, he hasn't shunned God, he hasn't shunned the Trinity, he can find his way back as he begins to, you know, scratch his head and say, wait a minute, that doesn't make much sense. And he can come back to all of this even more fully because he's walked that road. So pray protection over him and pray that God would use this to bring him back.
We have to go to break right now, but when we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about growing faith as we talk about the worries that all parents have about raising or keeping our kids Catholic. We want to help you discover the proven strategies that nurture lifelong faith at every age and stage. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. We'll be back taking your calls after the break.
Hi, this is Father Mike Schmitz. Please join me for Ascension's Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year here on EWTN Radio. We're going through the entire Bible and the Catechism in 365 days. If you've ever wanted to understand what it means to be Catholic and allow those truths to shape your life, this is for you.
Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year with Father Mike Schmitz. Tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on EWTN Radio.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 40 years of experience, 17,000 current students, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton, some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to SetonHome.org. That is SetonHome.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, growing faith. Are you worried, like most parents are, about raising or keeping your kids Catholic? We want to help you discover proven strategies for nurturing lifelong faith at every age and stage. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Nancy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Connecticut on Veritas Catholic Network.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Hi, guys. I appreciate you taking my phone call. Thank you so much.
Certainly. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm a single parent. I have a 15-year-old son that just got confirmed. And, you know, he's a typical teenager. I do bring him to church every Sunday. He goes begrudgingly. My biggest question is this. I feel like the world works against me, like every other Catholic parent. And, you know, he's 15, and I only have a few more years to kind of dig my claws into him in terms of keeping him on the straight and narrow as a Catholic. And I just want some advice as to what I could be doing until he's 18 to sort of keep him on the straight and narrow and get him to understand that, you know, we live in a fallen world and Jesus is our only hope. And I've tried to instill this upon him and how important his faith is, but he's 15 years old and I feel like, you know,
and
we turn around. He's
and Nancy, I have to ask, on the board, it says that you told our call screener, Melissa, that your ex is kind of working against you on all of this. Is that the case?
That is another issue. It's just another issue in addition to the world working against me.
And he's, your ex is not Catholic. He's not supportive of you raising your son Catholic. Is that what's going on?
He's Catholic, but he is not a practicing Catholic, and I don't think he ever really had both feet in the Catholic church.
It's Catholic in name only. Another question here. When you say that your son is kind of grudging about Mass, like what do you guys do, you know, in terms of living your faith at home?
You know, I'll be honest with you, probably not enough. I probably need to spend more time praying with him. You know, when we're in the car, I try to turn on Veritas Catholic Network and let him listen to some of the shows. And we do talk quite a bit about, you know, things that are going on in the world and how things could be better if, you know, Jesus were the center of people's lives and things of that nature. Do I pray enough with him? Probably not.
Okay, well, that's all right. So it gives us some sense of where to start. So I'm going to start giving you an answer. We may end up having to hold you over the break because we've only got about 60 seconds until they start playing some music. But I want to just kind of give an outline of the approach that we want to have you take. And then when we come back from the break, then we can kind of give you a little bit more information here. But you're on to something whenever you said, you know, you maybe need to pray a little bit more with him at home. Because, you know, we often get calls from the show, or I get questions from clients in our pastoral counseling practice about, you know, how we did all the things, like taking our kids to church, paying for Catholic schools, sending them to youth group, and our kids didn't stay Catholic. Why not? And it's because new research shows that for those external things to stick, even things as important and critical and essential as Mass, Sunday Mass, in order for those things to stick, our kids need to be experiencing the faith making a difference in the quality of the relationships in our home. They need to be able to see that it's making a difference in how we relate to each other. We're going to talk more about how to have that happen, even in a single-parent household, when we come back from the break. Stick around, Nancy, and all the listeners.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
So many studies over the past 60 years show a connection between abortion and increased risk of breast cancer, depression, alcohol addiction, drug addiction, a breakdown in relationships. Women, when they do eventually decide to have children after they've had an abortion, there's a bonding issue with the children. And yet many of those studies are pushed aside, and the studies that are embraced are the studies that are done by the people with so much to gain, claiming that all these pregnancies through rape occurred all because Roe v. Wade was overturned. And yet, if you look at the roots of that study, every single author involved was connected to the abortion industry. And that's not journalism, that's propaganda, that's advocacy.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Christ is the answer, with Father John Ricardo.
John 14. This is Jesus in the upper room with the disciples before he's going out to his sacrifice of himself for our salvation. And Philip says to the Lord, "Show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied." Jesus looks at Philip and says, "Philip, have I been with you all this time? Don't you understand? When you see me, you're looking at the Father." In fact, only two people throughout human history have given rise to the question, not who is he, but what is he? The two people are Buddha and Jesus. Buddha's answer was, "Don't come to me, don't look to me, look to my doctrine, look to what I teach." Jesus' answer was, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart." Jesus is explicitly claiming to be God.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Do you need to have an important conversation with someone? Here's a tip. Do twice as much listening as talking. Don't do it as a technique. Listen because you're genuinely interested in what the other person thinks, what motivates them, and what their goals, concerns, and needs are. Successful conversationalists may not agree with everything the other people say, but they're careful not to rush to judgment. They ask questions. They show real care and concern. They look for points of agreement to build on. They don't try to change the person they're speaking with, but they do look for ways to be a positive influence while deepening the relationship. Christians call this approach accompaniment. To learn more about being an effective listener, especially when it comes to building a better relationship with your adult kids, check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled Growing Faith, as we talk about, you know, how all of us parents are worried about raising or keeping our kids Catholic. We want to help you discover the proven strategies for nurturing lifelong faith at every age and stage and overcome the challenges that you're facing in either raising godly kids or keeping your adult kids in the church. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. If you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can also check out get your questions to us via email. And that address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. Before the break, we were talking with Nancy in Connecticut, listening on Veritas Catholic Radio. She said that she has a 15-year-old son. She's a single mom. Who, you know, and it takes her son to church every Sunday.
He goes kind of grudgingly.
She listens to Catholic radio in the car when she's with him. She talks to him about how the world needs God. But her ex is working against her, and she's feeling like the whole world is kind of working against her, keeping her son in the church. Nancy, is that a fair summary of the situation?
Yeah, it's very, very good summary. Thank you, Greg.
Sure,
absolutely. Now, Nancy, I really appreciate the things that you're trying to do here. Talk to me just a little bit about your regular day-to-day life with him. I know with teens right now, since we have one of our own at this point, that it can be really hard to even fit in time together. Are you managing to fit in time to do things together, to have some fun together, go to a movie, go out to dinner, hang out a little bit, or is it very limited in terms of time? What's your day-to-day relationship with him like?
It is very limited. I have to be honest with you. I work two jobs, and I know we do have time together at night. When we're getting ready to go to bed, we kind of sit down together and we'll talk about the day a little bit, maybe watch a little TV, but it isn't nearly as much time as I would like.
Yeah, but it is a committed amount of time, so good for you, because that's wonderful that he knows that he can count on that connection with you every night is huge. Some parents don't even have that with their children at this point. So, you know, we can help you, sort of make that more significant and kind of grow that from there.
Okay. Great. So as I was saying before the break, you know, what the research really shows is that All the external things are important. You know, I mean, obviously going to Sunday Mass is absolutely critical. But other things that we can do, whether it's Catholic education or youth ministry or whatever, are important. But they only stick to the degree that our kids are experiencing the faith as the source of the warmth in their homes growing up. Right? If they can say, you know, I feel closer to my mom, you know, in this case, right, then I see my friends who are in similar situations doing, because our faith brings us together. That's what enables kids to want to own their faith as adults. Everything else just kind of feels to them like we have a weird habit of going to church, or like we talk, it's just facts that we share with them, but it's all about their experience of the faith contributing to the warmth in their relationship with us.
Now, you might hear that, Nancy, and be scared because he's already 15, you went through the divorce, you have to work two jobs, and you might be saying, I lost that growing up period. The wonderful thing about the fact that you've got a good 3 years left with your son, at least here, is that these are the years that he'll really remember if you can ramp up the friendship between you. And I don't mean the you're the mom buying the beer. The connectedness, the fact that you see each other at night, that you sit down, that you kind of have those conversations. And having those conversations being about what matters to him, how his day really went, things like that, instead of, you know, how are your grades every single night, if that's where it's going.
So let's talk about some simple ways that you can begin to do this, okay?
Even with your very busy schedule.
When you hug him, and I hope that you hug him every day, right? I'm sure you do.
Well, make that imperative, right? Okay? If you haven't done that before, please just start with, I'm going to make sure that I give my son one good, meaningful hug every day, even if it's right before he goes to bed at night or right before he leaves for school in the morning. That's going to start getting you guys more connected, and he's going to remember physically that his mom loves him every day.
Every time you hug him, make the sign of the cross in the back of his head when you're holding him. And don't say anything about it. Just do it, right? At some point, he's probably going to ask you, why are you doing that? At which point you say, you know what, I just want you to know that as much as I love you, Jesus loves you even more. Okay? Simple thing. Every day, at some point, pray together about your day. You know, don't worry about saying certain prayers. You can always add those devotions whenever your prayer life together gets a little bit deeper, and those prayers will help you go deeper.
And that can be at that time that you have before you go to bed, after you've talked for a while, after you've watched something together, or before you watch something together. Because I know in our family, when we watch something together, we're all kind of like stupefied afterwards and too tired to do anything significant. But before you turn on the show, just say, oh, Lord, you know, there's just so much going on in my son's life. Please just be with him. Give him a good day tomorrow. You can mention those special intentions, the test that he's got, or the girl that he likes, or the problem at school.
Ask him first if there's anything he'd like to pray for. When he says, oh, no, I don't, then you can say, oh, well, you know, you told me about this situation with this test, or this situation with the girl, or the, and then you bring those things to God, and you ask for God's blessing on those things. Later on, when you ask him how those things turned out, take just a second to say, you know what, thank you, God, for letting that work out that way. Or, Lord, we still need your guidance on how to handle that because my son is still struggling. Please show us how to respond to that.
You don't have to make him say those things, but you're bringing this about so conversationally, Nancy, because you are remembering that Jesus is right there with you all the time. He's just a member of your family who loves you so much, wants what's best for you, wants what's best for your son, and you can just have that very natural conversation that doesn't make your son's shoulders go up around his ears. It's brief. It's very natural. And then you're like, oh, well, now that we've gotten tomorrow, you know, kind of tucked away for us, let's watch that show together. I've been really looking forward to seeing what happens.
When you go to Mass on Sunday, make sure that if you have the time, if your schedule allows it, to do something fun together afterward, if that's grabbing breakfast together or just to take it a walk, just doing something that's enjoyable. Didn't have to spend a fortune on it. Just something that he likes to do that you guys can do together. When you've enjoyed that time together, make sure to say at the end, you know, thank you, Lord, for giving us this time with each other. I really appreciate you. You know, it's so hard to get all the time we want with each other. I really am grateful that we were able to get this time to really enjoy each other's company and love you. Thank you, Lord. You know, just those little ways of bringing Jesus along with you throughout the day that help punctuate the fact that it's your faith that's reminding you, both of you, to draw closer to each other. We have lots more tips in our book, Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids. The Catholic Home app is also a really great community of families just like you. We've got all kinds of families, single-parent families, blended families, traditional families, all kinds of families, grandparenting families, who are on the app every day, sharing their experiences, using the resources we've created, the activities that we've designed, listening to the podcasts, watching the videos, and getting support from our whole team of pastoral counselors and family life coaches on answering exactly these kinds of questions, so that as you get, you know, as you start doing some of this stuff that we suggested on the call, and you start hitting some snags, you're able to get actual guidance you know, personalized guidance on the app to help you overcome those hurdles by interacting with our whole team.
And in fact, Greg, you mentioned the podcast. I'm actually doing a series on my podcast right now called Momfidence that is a series of just baby steps, short 15-minute podcasts that tell you the little things you can do every day to start to build that connection and that warmth in your home with your child.
Momfidence is one of the podcasts we offer on the Catholic Home app, along with Bedatitudes for Catholic Dads and Catholic Home for Families. And you can check all that out by downloading the Catholic HOM app. It stands for Households on Mission. That's Catholic HOM, wherever you get your apps.
Well, I really want you to realize that you have some precious time here with him because he is 15. He is at a place where you can really begin to discuss things with him. And it's also, it would be wonderful if you picked up our book, Beyond the Birds and the Bees, Raising Sexually Whole and Holy Kids, because I understand you keep saying, I want to keep him on the straight and narrow. I want to keep him on the straight and narrow. And that book has a series of ways to discuss at every age and stage how to keep your kids on the straight and narrow, how to help them really understand their dignity as human beings and children of God, to understand the dignity of others so that they don't get into a situation where they're using each other or doing something harming for themselves. So lots of resources for you. And, of course, we're always here for you on More to Life Monday through Friday. Feel free to call back if you need a little tweaking. We're so glad you called. We're so glad you're such a dedicated mom.
So just to summarize this, okay, so the suggestions we've made on the call here that help you really build your relationship and help him experience the faith as a source of the warmth in the home. For additional support, our book, Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids. Beyond the Birds and the Bees, for the moral formation that you were talking about. And for the ongoing support, the Catholic Home app, Catholic HOM. Check it out. I think you'll be really blessed by the community as well as all the resources and the professional support that we can give to you every day there. Thanks so much for the call, Nancy. You have a beautiful heart, and I think there's a lot of hope here for you guys. And we've added you to our More to Life prayer list. Thanks for the call. 877-573-7825. We are taking your calls on our show today titled Growing Faith. As we talk about, you know, the worries that we all have as Catholic parents about raising or keeping our kids in the faith, we want to help you discover the proven strategies for nurturing lifelong faith at every age and stage. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Joshua 24:15.
Choose today. Will you serve the Lord or the gods of the people whose country you are dwelling in? As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
It's kind of a mission statement for all Catholic families today, because really living a Catholic family life is countercultural. And we want to talk about how to make sure that it stays countercultural, because as you know, too often what we run into is that our families look like every other family on the block, except that we go to church on Sunday. And if we want our kids to own their faith, that's not enough. So let's talk about how our households will choose to serve the Lord in our daily life and daily interactions as a family, so that our kids can experience our faith making a difference as the source of the warmth in our home.
And you can experience more joy, more connectedness, more peace in your household, and really allow your family to flourish.
877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We'll be back with more of your calls about growing your kids' faith when we come back after this break.
On Thursday, join thousands of students, families, and Canadians from all walks of life as we gather on Parliament Hill in Ottawa for the 2024 National March for Life.
I will never forget you. You're my child.
EWTN's live coverage of Canada's March for Life starts Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Television.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Growing Faith, as we talk about the worries that we all have as Catholic parents in raising or keeping our kids Catholic at every age and stage. Got questions? Give us a holler. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Lori, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Louisiana on Community Catholic Radio.
Hi, Lori. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me. I was just wondering, what should family prayer life look like?
Well, that's a great question. Can you tell me a little bit about your family, the ages of your kids, what the dynamic is, so we can help you out? Because it changes a little bit for each family.
Well, 2 years ago, my husband and I, we brought the whole family in, and we are fairly recent converts. 15-year-old.
Congratulations.
15-year-old. Yeah, all four of us. Yeah, so.
And I'm sorry, I missed the ages of the kids. Can you tell me that again?
15 and 21.
Okay. And is the 21 still living at home?
No, he's out in the Navy.
Oh, okay.
So, you and your husband and your 15-year-old right now.
Yes.
Okay. And how do you guys? What do you guys do now in terms of family prayer?
Well, we bless our meals together as a regular basis, but we used to do Bible study, like Bible reading, and we life got busy and we stopped doing that. So we've just been wondering, that's a good idea. But there's more we can do.
Sure. And I think one of the things with Bible reading is it's wonderful in connecting us with the story of who we are. You know, the whole story from creation on through to our redemption and beyond is wonderful. But we need to start, when we're praying, especially as a family, living out what it teaches us. We don't want just head knowledge. We want to connect our life, our situation, our hopes, our dreams, our difficulties with this God who gave everything for us.
And you might have heard us mention the Catholic Home app a couple of times in the show, and the only reason I'm bringing it up right now is because it really kind of provides a framework for a meaningful experience of family spirituality, because most families like you are busy, right? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the things that we think of as spirituality, we don't have time for. And then we end up feeling like we're failing at Catholicism. We end up feeling like we're failing God. But there are little things that families can do to stay connected to God all day. And we talk about those things on the Catholic Home app.
And the other members are really there to build a community that allows everybody to say, well, this worked for me, and this was a success, and what do I do about that? So it really gives you that community there. But Lori, let's really talk about what's going on with you guys.
So the best way to start is some of the things that we were talking about with our previous caller, in fact. Like, so when you give your kids a hug, when you give your daughter a hug, for example, make the sign of the cross on the back of her head, as you're holding her. And, remind either when she asks or at some point remind her that, as much as you love her, Jesus loves her even more. When you pray together, okay, take some time to pray together every day. But let that prayer be rooted in your actual experience of that day. Let's say over dinner, you guys are talking about what happened in the day. just take even 5 minutes after that meal to say, okay, Lena, let's just take a second. Lord, thank you for these good things that happened in the day. Please help us with these situations that, we're going through or our daughter's going through or that, whatever. And if there are answered prayers that you guys, can find out about, thank you, Lord, for being with her during that test or during this situation. Thank you, Lord, for helping us with this bill. Thank you. So you're acknowledging those answered prayers as well. That when you do something fun together, make sure to take a second at the end of that just to say out loud to God, thank you, Lord, for letting us have this time. We're all so busy. We're so grateful that you gave us this time to enjoy each other's company. Those are little ways that you can start having meaningful family prayer that's rooted in your relationship.
Now, as you're saying that you all came into the Catholic Church, and fairly recently in the last couple of years here, and if you're interested or you feel like you're in a place to start adding more Catholic prayers, formal Catholic prayers to your life, I'd say make sure that they're still relational. Take that time. So, for instance, if you want to begin to really pray the rosary together, well, it's new to all of you. But, talk about a Bible study. The rosary is really a Bible study. So take a night, each night or once a week, whatever you can fit into your lives, to take one mystery. Go through, let's say it's the joyful mysteries, and read the scripture that goes with that. You can find what scriptures go with that online. You're a Bible-centered people. You can find that as well on your own if you feel comfortable doing that. But say you're praying, the Nativity, right? Before you do that, read the scripture and then just kind of say, after we pray this, let's pray a decade of this and really be thinking and asking God to give us a sense of what that was like. And do we ever go through times where we feel like everything's going wrong? There was no room at the inn. How can we possibly give birth in a barn? Where was God in that? Where is God in our lives? So you pray that mystery, but then you take a few minutes to talk about what you were thinking about at that particular event. Have you ever felt that way in your life? How has God shown up for you? How did he show up for the Holy Family? So it becomes a Bible study, a meditative prayer, and a way to connect your family together in that conversation.
So the point is that however you pray, make sure that it happens regularly and that it's relational, both relational in the sense of drawing you into closer relationship with God and with each other. And I don't just mean, it's relational because you're spending time with each other in God, that you come out of that experience feeling closer to God and feeling closer to each other because of the way you prayed together. Now, we gave some suggestions here, but we're running out of time. So, I would suggest that you start with these ideas. If you'd like more ideas like it, then our book, Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids, is available at CatholicCounselors.com, and it talks about nurturing faith at every age and stage, so you can make sure your kids are getting the spiritual food they need to grow up strong and healthy, godly people. And the Catholic Home app, and that's spelled Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. And again, there we provide tons of resources, great podcasts, videos for the whole family, activities, and most importantly, our whole team of pastoral counselors and family life coaches are on the app, answering questions like this from parents every single day, hosting moderated discussions that the whole community joins in and shares their experiences with, and their struggles and the success stories. And I think it'll be really inspiring for you. So if you'd like more support on figuring out how to create a meaningful family spiritual life, not just a prayer time, but a whole family spirituality that draws you closer to God and to each other, you really can't do better than downloading the Catholic HOM app. And participating in the community. I hope we'll see you there. But Lori, thank you so much for the call. You have a beautiful heart. Sounds like you have a beautiful family. And I know that God is reaching out to you. He brought you home to the church, and now he wants to help you build a strong domestic church. Thanks so much for letting us be part of that conversation today on More to Life. And listen, folks, there are so many well-meaning, good-hearted Catholic parents out there who've been led to believe that all it takes is bringing your kid to church on Sunday and, sit in the Catholic school and doing the youth group. Those are really important things. But the research really shows that the thing that makes all those things stick is the degree to which our kids are experiencing the faith, making a real difference in the quality of the relationships in our home. that if our kids don't feel God's presence, God's love in our home, if our kids don't feel like they can point directly to how their faith, how our faith is making a difference in the way they we relate to each other at home, the time we spend together, and the way we enjoy that time, then they're not going to own the faith as adults, no matter what we do outside the home. So the good news is you can control all that. As parents, we decide what kind of family life we have. It's up to us. And Catholic Home, for instance, that it provides a structure that enables you to see how to live out that Catholic vision of love in your family life so that your kids and you can experience the faith as a source of the warmth in your home. So I hope you'll check it out, because we can do so much on the air here, but we can do so much more if we can walk with you every day holding your hand while you do it. So check it out, Catholic HOM, wherever you get your apps. That's all the time we've got for today's program. Thanks so much for tuning in to our show on Growing Faith. If you'd like more support in living a more faithful, joyful, abundant marriage, family, or personal life, then visit us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life, and connect you with the resources you need to live your faith in your everyday life more abundantly. Again, that's CatholicCounselors.com. And of course, get out there and celebrate the life God wants you to live, because you know what? With God's grace, there really is so much more to life. Thanks for tuning in today. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.